Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out on the pod. It's much appreciated. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up on the pod this week. And if you haven't listened to the latest pods, you can always go back, take a look. We appreciate everyone who subscribes to the podcast. Really do. It's very nice of you to subscribe. I hope that you get happy when you see that there's a new episode, even if the episode isn't necessarily about sports. We do our sports, but you know, there's other stuff out there too that I want to explore, especially this time of year. Like, as I'm recording this, the Cubs have lost 6 series straight. The White Sox have lost 11 in a row. The NBA Finals is still 4 days away from starting. I'm watching. I will say that I really like TNT's hockey coverage. And one of the main reasons that I like it is because Wayne Gretzky's on the panel. Like, that shit's wild. The greatest player to ever play that game, and one of the greatest to ever play any game, is cool with just hanging out and being one of the guys on the set. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, Jordan being on a post-game show? No, you can't. But every time I look up and I see Gretzky, like, interact with other people, it's very, very cool. So that's all I got right now from a sports perspective. If you've been listening to this podcast, thank you. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I did a pod last week about the trip to Montreal. And I always like it when I travel. I need to do more of that. I like seeing the world. I have a lot of different interests, and I really like exploring. My mother was joking about that with me, about the explorer. Like, I've always been kind of an explorer. Walking away when I was a child at restaurants to go talk to other people and stuff like that. But I like to explore. Now, I'm not crazy. I don't like to really do, like, excursions. I'm not like, oh man, I want to jump out of a plane, or, you know, I want to go on a safari, and that's not really my steez, but I do like to walk, and I love to walk around. And when I'm someplace else, you know, if I go to Montreal, for example, I do that. I do that a lot more than I do in Chicago, which is crazy because Chicago is a really good walkable city as well. So I decided that with the weather being nice and nice enough, that I'm going to use Montreal and my Montreal trip as an initiative to spend more time, like, walking around Chicago, getting around Chicago, taking public transportation. In some cases, I didn't do that today. I drove and then I walked because I missed my train downtown, and I was like, I'll just drive. And so I drove. Now, initially, my plan was pretty simple today. There's a restaurant in Lincoln Park that I really like, and it's right next to Sweet Mandy B's. So I was like, I'll get dessert from Sweet Mandy B's, and then I'll go to sit at the bar at Old Pueblo and get their shrimp tacos because they're really, really good. But Old Pueblo was ridiculous because it's a nice day, so people were there. And I went early. Like, I'm doing, like, old folks dinner when I want to do some of these walks and stuff. I mean, it's a school night, too. You know, I have stuff to do and have to get ready for the show tomorrow and all that nonsense. So I said, all right, I got my dessert. There's a couple other places I can go. Why don't I do that? So then I started driving, and I love Caesar's, the killer margaritas. That's only like a mile away from where I was. I was like, I'll go over there. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm right here. And there's a place that I haven't been to in forever that I really love called Las Tablas. It's a Colombian steakhouse on Lincoln Avenue. And like, I think it's like 2900 North Lincoln, like around there. And I sat outside. Like, I treated it like I was in Montreal, like for real, for real. I sat outside. I got a margarita. I had dinner. It was amazing. Amazing. A little steak, a little shrimp, some plantains, some yuca. Oh, so good. And then I said, let me walk. Because I'm trying to do a better job of when I'm eating dinner, especially because, you know, during the week, my eating schedule is, you know, it's pretty regimented where I'm usually eating breakfast, and I'm using air quotes because you can't see me. But what I would consider breakfast, and the only reason I even eat breakfast during the week or during the show is so that I can take my pill that I take for Crohn's. So it's usually something fairly light, you know, apples and peanut butter, or something like that. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this is really nice. Like, Chicago's great. I don't spend a lot of time on the north side anymore, but I was inspired by the Montreal trip and by us doing our show from Wrigley on Friday. Like, I trained it to Wrigley from Hyde Park, which is not something that I ordinarily do. Ordinarily, I drive, but getting around the city right now in a car is difficult. And luckily, on the weekends, they lift some of the restrictions. They pull the cones up on Lakeshore Drive, and that's like my main artery if I'm going north. So I walked around, and I really enjoyed, I guess it's Lakeview, but they call it like the Southport Corridor. So I walked from Lincoln and Diversey to Southport and Waveland and back. It took some pictures, and if you want to follow me on Instagram at Lawrence W. Holmes, if you're listening to this within the 24 hours that the pod was published, you can see all of the pictures that I took in the Southport corridor in my Instagram stories. And it's very interesting to me, like, how the city sets up, like how different it is from the north side to the south side, how many places have changed. When I first got out of college, I lived on the north side. I had two apartments, me and my guy, Matt Lass. When we graduated, we were like, let's just hang out for a while here up north. So we lived at Addison and Southport. No, I'm sorry. Addison and Walcott, and then Waveland and Southport. So I like to go back there every now and again just to kind of walk around and see how different it is from 25 years ago. And it's wild. Like, there's some things that haven't changed, and there's some that have changed dramatically. But what I do like about the north side, and I'm starting to see it a little bit more on the south side, which is good, is that there's a freedom. There's a freedom of movement. People are just out. And this is, like, today was perfect in Chicago. Overcast in the morning. The sun came out. It never got above, like, 75 degrees. It's a perfect night to go out and be in the city. And you see people just having a good time, like, enjoying themselves and having dinner, having drinks, seeing like all the new bars or places that used to be places that you would go to and now there's something different. It's wild. And there was some cool art too. And I took some pictures of that.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
I'm committed for at least the summer and probably into the fall, but you know, it gets difficult when football season comes around because I spend a lot of time watching football, to really start walking around some of the neighborhoods that I love and I know and some of the places that I don't. Like, I don't know Albany Park as well as I probably would like to. I love going to Ravenswood Manor. I was driving because I went and got pizza at Vito and Nick's on Saturday. And I don't know anything about Ashburn, the neighborhood where Vito and Nick's is. And I'll tell you another thing. Chatham, or technically West Chatham, but I kind of like all of Chatham. I've got an obsession with Chatham, to tell you the truth. And maybe that's because my grandmother didn't live far. I'd have to actually look to see if, I feel like her house was technically in Auburn Gresham, but we spent a lot of time in Chatham. I'll just say it that way. There are some gorgeous blocks in Chatham. And you know, one of these days, I'm just going to just do the podcast that I've been trying to do. I was told, and it's been backed up, I've seen a couple of stories about it, that Ernie Banks lived in Chatham. And that he lived in Chatham, and I think Billy Williams did too. Because back then, there wasn't really a place for them on the north side of Chicago, even though they were Billy Williams and Ernie Banks. So they worked, like a lot of black people back then, they worked up north, but they lived down south. And I guess one of Ernie's neighbors was Mahalia Jackson. That's crazy. That's crazy that you could have had, like, in an enclave back then, Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, Mahalia Jackson, and who knows who else. I need to do the research. But I had always heard that Ernie, like, kicked it on the south side. I didn't know specifically that he was out here in Chatham. But anyway, like, that's the type of thing that you get where these places that we go in the city, a lot of times we take them for granted. And I know I'm guilty of that. But it's so fun to explore. I think St. Alphonsus Church might be the most beautiful church in the city. Like that, like terrace in front of it. It's just so, like, that's picturesque. Like, if you were trying to get married someplace, like, that's a place where you want your wedding pictures to be taken at. The way that the sun hits the top of the steeple, like, it's ridiculous. So I spend a lot of time, like, just kind of walking around, and it's cool. Like, I'm also trying to get my 10,000 steps in every day, and I usually knock out 6,000, like, in the morning. Like, I'll walk to the lakefront on the south side, and that's, you know, 6,000 steps for me. And usually at work, I stand and I walk during breaks. Like, I walk around the campus of the score during breaks and get my steps in. But on the weekends, it's a little bit more difficult because you want to relax and you want to enjoy yourself. And this was a really good way to do it. So I don't know where you live, like where, but you should join me in exploring. I don't mean like we're going to go walk together, but maybe at some point we do. But wherever it is that you live, like, have you walked it? Is it walkable? Is your city walkable? I know there are a lot of burbs that aren't as walkable. Like, they don't, there's some places that kind of just don't have sidewalks. And I got to tell you, when we moved out to Homewood, when I started at HF, that was one of the things that was a little weird to me. Now, Homewood, I actually think is fairly walkable compared to other places, but not really having mass transit. And I know that there were Pace buses and stuff, and the metro station in downtown Homewood is actually really, like, what they're building over there is really, really nice. It was just strange that that wasn't how people got around Homewood. They usually drove. But when you're 14, you don't have that opportunity. So I used to ride my bike everywhere. I had friends in Olympia Fields, and I would just ride my bike over to their house. I had friends who lived in Chicago Heights, and I would just ride my bike over to their house. Because nothing was as scary as what I was riding my bike through when I was a kid. You know, like, you, I was riding my bike in Roseland and Calumet Heights and Burnside when I was a kid. So I wasn't scared of much when I got out to the suburbs. It was trees and birds chirping as far as I was concerned. But yeah, I really dug the Southport corridor. It was a lot of fun to get over there. And I can't stress enough how elite my meal was at Las Tablas. You know what I don't think that people appreciate enough? And maybe I'm talking about myself here, and maybe I'm not talking about you. What I don't think people appreciate enough in Chicago is you can get, we have incredible steakhouses. We incredible, like, traditional, old school, put your jacket on and a collared shirt steakhouses. But whether we're talking Mexican restaurants, Argentinian steakhouses, Colombian steakhouses, some of those places you can get such a great steak for a lot less. And like the accoutrement along with it is incredible. I got a steak and six shrimp and plantains for $35, and it was delicious. That's the type of travelogue you want. So look up Las Tablas. Like, if you're in the city and you're like, hey, I want to go get a steak, but you don't want to do like the steakhouse thing. And I'm not trying to diss. I also love doing the steakhouse thing occasionally. But if you don't want to do the steakhouse thing, go to one of these places. Like, allow yourself to explore. And I promise you, you will have a good time. But I'm going to keep doing it. And I appreciate your support. I'm also working on this French thing, like, for real. I have an affinity for Montreal that is kind of insatiable, and I want to do better when I'm there, so I'm going to work on it. I think my Duolingo streak is up to like 39 days. Check me out. It's not going to be enough. I need more vocabulary than they can provide in those sessions. So I think I'm going like old school, analog. Get me a workbook and start writing some stuff on paper. Senora Pine would be proud. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.